Psalm 119, we are beginning a new section tonight. The Hebrew letter Mem, that's Psalm 119 and verse 97 through verse 104. And if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able, we're going to read these eight verses together. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. As you know, we've been going through this study in the wonderful Word of God. And may I joyfully say to you that during the next couple of weeks, we are going to get into triple digits. Isn't this exciting? Yes. Yeah, we're out of the single digits. We're almost out of the double digits. And almost to the 100s. Today, we're going to carry you through verses 97, 98, and 99. Aren't we all excited about that? Absolutely. And we're going to have a great time because this is one of the more uplifting sections, this Hebrew letter, Mem. I like how it begins. This is one of the scripture songs that we sing, and we used to sing in the Christian school where I was the principal for 16 years. It's, Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Scripture songs are wonderful. They help us, they give a little tune for us to kind of remember things by. Now, there is more to that, but I'm not going to spoil it because that's one of the other verses. I'm going to use that in another time here. But we do want to understand that God wants us to love His Word. Listen, can you truly say, Oh, how love I thy law? Is it your meditation all the day? Listen, I can just picture David. I hope you can picture David. Out in the fields, and he's there by himself as far as human beings are concerned. We know that there at times were lions and bears out there, right? Oh my. I just threw that in there for you. We knew there were some sheep out there, right? And from time to time, he may have visitors that come by the fields and such, but for most of the time, it was just David and his God. And he had his harp, and he would sing. And listen, I really believe that he loved the Word of God. I really do. He said, Oh, how love I thy law. I think that as he was out there, he would just think about God and think about God's Word and the things of God and the commandments of God and the laws of God and the precepts of God and the testimonies of God. And as he was out there, he was just soaking in it. He said, why do you think that? Well, just read the book of Psalms. This guy didn't just come up with these things on a whim. They were in him. They were part of him. It basically was who he was. And that's why we, God's people, need to come to a place where we say, Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day? Is it turning and revolving in your mind? Is there serious contemplation? Is there continued thought in the law of God all the day? Is that what you think about? Is that what you mull over in your mind? Is that what turns over round and round in your head? Is it the law of God, the things of God, the word of God, the commandments of God, the precepts of God, the testimonies of God? Or is it something else? What drives you? Well, what do you think about? What do you contemplate? God wants us to contemplate, to think about, to meditate in His law, in His word, in His commandments, in His precepts. God wants us to be thinking about Him all the time. Let's translate this as far as what we're talking about, the psalmist and his viewpoint. Why was it he was able to come to a place that he could say, "Oh, how love I thy law"? Well, I wrote down some equations. You like equations, don't you? I love equations. Mathematics is my thing. I love math. I think math is great. Okay, some of you, I just lost you all, I'm sorry. But let's think about this. How is it that the sweet psalmist of Israel came to a place that he could say, "Oh, how love I thy law"? So that was the solution, right? That was the answer, was he loved God's law, right? So we have an equal sign and we have love on this side. What was it that was put together on this side of the equation to equal a love for the Word of God? Well, let's talk about it. He said, "It is my meditation all the day." As he meditated on God's law, he grew to love God's law. That meditation, that mulling over, that continuous thought, that contemplation of a serious nature, all of this resulted in loving the law of God. He thought about it. On a human standpoint, we probably could equate this to that of a young man and of a young lady deciding that they want to be together. Now think back. I'm looking some of you to think way back. Some of you not so far back. Okay? Some of you do not think about this yet. Okay? But you think about it. There comes a point in time where a young man might become interested in a young lady, and a young lady might become interested in a young man. And I think that's wonderful. In due time. All right. Now, so it starts out, maybe as, and it ought to, as a friendship, yes? And it develops to more of that. Can I tell you something? There was a time where I did not even know that Mrs. Combs existed. She is 5 years younger than I am, okay? I got to Bible college and I was focused on what I was doing, being called of God to be a preacher of the gospel. And we had some classes together and such and so forth, but my sophomore year, I thought, you know, it'd be a good time to start maybe even just kind of casting out a line and seeing what we get caught here and there. But just kind of testing out the waters. And a good friend of mine and my mentor in Bible college, he said, you know, just become friends at first and just see what happens from there, you know. And that's wonderful advice, et cetera, et cetera. But there came a time that as we became friends and got to know one another a little bit, there came a point in time where I just knew that she was the one that God had for me. And can I tell you something? As we spent more time together, and as we got to know each other more, something began to grow. It's called love. You know, I didn't fall into love. I chose to love her, but that emotion or that thing about wanting to spend time with her, wanting to know more about her, wanting to be with her, that grew by spending time if you will, meditating, contemplating, thinking about that individual. Does that equate? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So if we can do that on a human standpoint, then why can't we do that on a spiritual plane? And we can. So you know what? We need to read God's Word. We need to study God's Word. We need to think on God's Word. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, Moses was trying to express these things. He says, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. And what he did unto you in the wilderness, until ye came into this place, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in all the midst of Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give to, unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For the land, whither thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from whence he came out, where thou sowest thy seed, and waterest it with thy foot, as the garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go in to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, and I will send a grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. You see, why did you read us that long passage of Scripture? Because the culmination of it was time and dedication and meditation and memorization and passing on of information equals love. When you think about God and talk about God and write about God and consider God and His Word and how to live and the way He wants things to be, we end up loving Him more and more and more. Because time equals love. Meditation equals love. God says that we are to meditate. He said, it is my meditation all the day. That is how I come to love God the more. When we spend time with Him. When we meditate on Him and His Word. When we bind things. When we write it down. When we speak of it in our house. When we are around and in and out and up and down. God says that when it's all around us, encompassing us, that equals love for God. God wants to be a part of every aspect of our lives, not just the ones we choose to give Him. Oh yeah, you know, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday morning, and that's the time for God. And I go to church on Sunday night, and that's the time I spend with God. And I go to church on Wednesday night. I am a great Christian. I love God. And listen, I'm not mocking you. You may. But do you love Him in the morning? Do you love Him at lunchtime? Do you love Him at supper time? Do you love Him before you go to bed? Do you love Him just at random throughout the day? I mean, how much do you love Him? It's not just Sunday morning. It's not just Sunday night. It's not just going to church. It's not just those times. It's all the time. That equals love. And when it's all a part of your life, when it's all encompassing, we probably could say, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. 1 John 5 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. You know, the Bible tells us, that thy word in my, have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So when we choose to keep His commandments, hiding them in our heart and not sinning against Him, that equals love. Solomon said about some wicked men, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. He says, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. In this proverb, Proverb 23, Solomon is warning his son about the evil ways. And if the evil man, as he thinks in his heart, so is he, then why is not the righteous, as he thinks in his heart, so is he? Well, the truth is, he is. What do you think about? What are you all about? And if you're all about the things of God and the law of God, and if it is your meditation all the day, then it's going to be good because that's what you're thinking in your heart. But if it's not, we read this morning about your eye being single, right? And it being full of light. And listen, if it's darkness, then how great is that darkness? You understand, we cannot serve God and mammon. Cannot serve two masters. We need to learn to serve one. Because we'll either cling to the one and hate the other. That's how it works. God says that we must be single in our thoughts. We must think on these things. Thy words were found, Jeremiah said, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Do you feel that way when you're reading through the word of God? Could you imagine David as he was focusing on and meditating on the law of God? And how his mind kept going to how much he loved God. And had he loved his ways. Are you that way? In Philippians chapter 4 it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue. If there be any praise. Think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard. And seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Paul told Timothy to give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. He said that we need to meditate upon these things and give ourselves wholly to them. You understand, I believe that the psalmist did just that. He gave himself wholly to the things of God. Are you still there in Psalm 119? David says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Look at verse 98. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Now, we do need to be careful. We do have to study English. Okay? I am not a big fan of studying English. For only one reason. If English would have been designed to follow the rules, I would love English. But for some reason, somebody designed it to break all the rules. And I don't know why they did that. I think it should follow the rules. Amen? But it doesn't. But in this particular case, we can see a lot of people would look at the thing closest to the colon to describe the next phrase. But can I tell you something? That's not necessarily true in this particular case. It says here that thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies. You know, mine enemies is not the subject. It is thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies. What is ever with me? The commandments. Not the enemies. The commandments. They are what is ever with me. And guess what that leads us back to? They're my meditation all the day. You understand that the psalmist is saying, hey, I am wiser because of your commandments. Because they're ever with me. They're with me wherever I go. And even though my enemies are against me, and even though I have these people that want to destroy me, and they're attacking me constantly, I am wiser than them because I have your commandments ever with me. Because it's through your commandments that I'm wiser. And because they're by my side, they're never away from me, they're always here, I can outsmart these enemies. I'm smarter than they are. I'm better than they are in the fact that I know what to do and they do not. You understand that not only does meditation equal love, but meditation equals wisdom. Meditation equals wisdom. Where is it that we find wisdom? It comes from God. It comes from God's word. Where else can we find it? Nowhere. Earthly wisdom is no good. It's faulty. But God's wisdom is perfect. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Does that not embody someone who is all in on this thing of God's word and his commandments? As we're kind of rolling through our day and we just kind of sing, Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Does that not just scream that it's in me? That it's through me? You walk down the hallway at your workplace and you're whistling. That's pretty good, wasn't it? I've always dreamed of having a whistling quartet. That would be fantastic. I need to work on that somewhere. Who else can whistle? Let's meet after church and practice, okay? But when I came to Trinity, 16 years ago, the secretaries really despised me for a little while. You said, why is that? Because I like to whistle. But so did Brother Lassiter. They were used to him. He had been there for a long time already. So they thought that they heard a whistle. They thought he was there and they were going to attack him and try to get something from him. And they were disappointed when they saw it was me. They're like, oh, we don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to him. But you know what? I just couldn't help it. I just want to whistle. I want to express what was inside of me. The joy of living life in Jesus Christ. And it ought to be in us and through us. And it ought to be that something that makes us wiser. Why is it that we're able to avoid the snares of the devil? Because of the Word of God. Why is it that we're able to avoid the traps and the things that our enemies have set up for us? Because of the Word of God. And because we're following His commandments. In 1 Chronicles, remember that the Lord is the one that gives wisdom and understanding. And giveth thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Remember, Joshua was told to keep the word of the law, not to depart from it to the right hand or to the left. He was to meditate upon it. He was to think upon it. He was to make it part of his life. And he said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Over and over again in Proverbs. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied and the years of thy life shall be increased. In Psalm 111 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Turn over with me to Proverbs chapter 2 if you would. Proverbs chapter 2. Meditation equals love. Meditation equals wisdom. Proverbs 2, Solomon says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. You understand that receiving the words of God and hiding his commandments with us is basically meditation. It's keeping them in our hearts. It's thinking them over. It's giving them serious contemplation. It's not letting them go out of our mind. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord? and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. How is it that we're able to avoid the snares of the wicked? And avoid the ways that our enemies are trying to entrap us? By taking the good way. What is the good way? It's God's way. God's way is the good way. He's the one that leads us down every good path when we meditate on his word. When we, as the psalmist in Psalm 119 verse 98 says, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Is your delight in the law of the Lord? In his law, do you meditate day and night? If you do, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Does that sound like someone who's overcome by their enemies? Does that sound like someone who's ensnared and entrapped by their enemies? No, it sounds like someone who has successfully stayed out of the path of the enemies and been victorious over them because they have followed the wisdom of God. God says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's another scripture song. We could just sing all night here. It's just good to have God's word in us so that it comes out of us in our time of difficulties. You understand that through thy commandments, thou hast made me wiser than mine enemies. We're able to sustain life. We're able to stay out of the snares of the enemies that we have in this world because the commandments of God are ever with us. Well, I hope you're back at Psalm 119. We'll look at verse 99. This is the last of the two-digit numbers. The last one. That means next week we'll be on 100. You know, when I was in Christian school teaching, the 100th day of school was a big deal. We'd have 100th day. How many of you have been through a 100th day of school celebration? Yeah, great. Okay, one of my favorite things to do was take a string and put 100 fruit loops on the string. That was fantastic. Should we do that next Sunday night? We can put 100 fruit loops on a string. All the kids are like, yeah, let's do it. No, we're just gonna celebrate Psalm 100, 119 verse 100. Okay, but look at this one here, 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. What is the goal of every student? Come on. To pass. No, come on. To be smarter than the teacher, right? I mean, we want to, yeah. Oh, I got a involvement over here. Hallelujah. You know, but listen. The psalmist says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Oh, David's just being boastful here. No, I don't think so. I think he's rejoicing in the understanding that he has gained through the testimonies of God. And he attributes this understanding to the meditation in God's word. Remember, we learned before that understanding was simply lining up with the viewpoint of the one that you want to understand. So you say, well, I want to understand God. Then see it his way and leave your way behind. That is understanding. God wants us to come to a point of understanding. But that doesn't mean he's going to move. That means we have to move. We have to come into line with him So not only does meditation equal love and meditation equal wisdom, but meditation also equals understanding. The psalmist says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? Why, David? Why can you say this is true? For thy testimonies are my meditation. That's what I think about. That's what I mull over in my mind. That's what is the revolving subject in the mind and is given serious contemplation and has continued thought in my mind is the understanding. Are the testimonies of God, and that gives me understanding more than all my teachers. You understand that as we understand God, it's going to be coming because we understand His Word. We come into line with this book. He says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Back in Deuteronomy, remember, they're supposed to think about these things and pass them on to their children and talk about them when thou liest down and when thou risest up and when thou goest in and comest out and all those things. But Moses also told the people that they had been taught the statutes and judgments of God, even as God commanded him to teach them. Why? So that they should do so in the land whither they go in to possess it. He said, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. So he said, when you line up with God, when you follow God's path and God's way, the others will see that you understand Him. Because you're in line with what He is. God wanted the nation of Israel to be an example to the other nations. He said that these other nations, they'll see and hear these things. They shall hear these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. You understand that when we meditate in the law of God, in the testimonies of God, we will have more understanding than all of our teachers. We will. Psalm 49:3 says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. We've read before Proverbs chapter 1, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The psalmist said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Over and over again, Solomon told his son to not forget his law, to keep his commandments, that length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Do you suppose that David's teachers thought that he had more understanding than they did? I think so. Because David knew the testimonies of God better than they did. Because he meditated in them. And that gave him the understanding that he needed to be a success in life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. In all three of these verses, David gave 100% of the credit to his success because of the law of God, the commandments of God, and the testimonies of God. Those things became his meditation all the day. And he grew in wisdom, he grew in love, and he grew in understanding for the things of God. In Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman." You understand that God wants us to understand. God wants us to be wiser. God wants us to grow in love for him. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation.